So next we have Suvadeep Mukherjee. Suvadeep, if you want to share your screen.
Hello, everyone. I am Shubhadeep Mukherjee. You'll find me at Office 226. And my email ID is smukherjee with a one. And that is something you should not forget, because if you don't put that one, we'll end up in the email ID of a grad student, Shoham Mukherjee, which is something many of us are doing. So please remember to put the one. And when you see me in the corridor nowadays, you will not see me in my this face, but rather you will see me like this. So this is how you can recognize me, possibly. Well, so about work, I work on a field called multi-messenger cosmology. There are three words here: multi-messenger and cosmology. So what I mean by multi-messenger, I work on combining two observational probes of the universe, the electromagnetic waves and gravitational waves. Among in the electromagnetic waves, I use large-scale structure observation, cosmic microwave background. And in the gravitational wave side, I use binary black holes, binary neutron stars, and neutron star black hole system as my probes to study the cosmology part, which is now a few questions which I am interested in are: what is the expansion rate of the universe and how it evolves with cosmic time? So what I like doing is by combining both gravitational wave observations, which are excellent tracers of our luminous ray distance, and EM observations, which are very good tracers of the ray shift. I would like to combine both these robust sectors to get a robust understanding of our expansion rate of the universe. I also work on understanding dark matter models. What is dark matter? About a significant fraction of the universe is dark matter, and we do not know what it is. So I try to explore them, a couple of the models. There are many in the market. I preferably focus my time on axion-like particles and primordial black holes, how to search for them using either cosmic microwave background or gravitational waves. I also try to understand how and where the black holes are forming in the universe, and how we can use LIGO and LISA data to study those. Another aspect which I find myself interesting to work on, and I am now working on it, is how we can use LIGO data to understand the theory of gravity from gravitational wave propagation. And one side on astrophysics aspect. So most of the topic I told about the cosmology side. One thing on most of the astrophysical aspect I work on is how I can understand cosmic reionization, which is that how the universe is back to a plasma state, and when this typically happened. And in doing this, I am a part of a couple of collaborations right now. I am in the data analysis team. I do data analysis for LIGO. And I'm leading the cosmology group in the multi-messenger, multi-band astronomy group of LISA. I am also involved partly in CMBS4 and Rubin Observatory. In CMBS4, with my effort on the cosmic reionization stuff, and with Rubin Observatory, which is previously known as LSST, I want to combine gravitational wave sector and the large-scale structure sector. So in very summary, all I can tell you is what I'm main interested in is to do a data-driven understanding of our physical cosmology and fundamental physics. So I take multi-messenger data. You can see in the left-hand side, possible a map of gravitational wave sources, large-scale structure. From this data, I predict theoretical model. I get to what you see as the cosmological parameter estimations. Some of them Jesse was showing something back. And from theory, I would like to make predictions for the future observables, for future missions, to say what we should see. And with this, I'll end my talk and take questions. Thank you very much.